Welcome to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer, a show full of tips and practical strategies to repair, rebuild, and strengthen your relationship. If you are currently stuck wondering if your marriage can be saved, or you know you want to save it but don't know how to go about changing it, this show is for you. And now here is your host, Nicola Beer, who specializes in a proven 10-step program to help couples increase their love, passion, and happiness in their marriage in 30 days or less, guaranteed.
Hi and welcome. This is Nicola Beer. Thanks for tuning in today. Today's topic is pretty sensitive, actually, and it's how to deal with I love you, but I'm not in love with you. Whether that's you that thinks that or feels that, it can be a really difficult, confusing statement for sure. Is this something that you've said to your spouse? Is this something that your spouse has said to you? Or is this how you think you feel about them? As I mentioned, it's confusing for sure, and that's why I always address it in couples therapy. The good thing about I love you is that it means care, and care is necessary for a healthy, happy marriage. So what about the not in love? The majority of us falsely assume from love stories in tabloids, TV series, celebrity news, and movies that once that happens, that's it. We are taught that love is something you find, the end. But that is just not true. Love is an action. It's not a feeling you get from another person. It's an experience you receive as a result of doing loving acts for your spouse. When people say to me that they don't feel love or in love in couple therapy, I ask them what actions they have taken to demonstrate their love for their spouse. And often they can't answer. They don't feel in love because they're not doing anything. They are waiting for love to come to motivate them, and they get caught in a trap. You make the love in a marriage. You create the love in the marriage. You build it through acts that show love. The trick is to give the love and take the action your spouse needs and wants. The problem is, we often go about satisfying our partner's needs with what we want to receive. And when we do that, we deny our partner what they most want. It's not rocket science or tricky to do this. It's essential for a happy, healthy marriage. If you think about it, there's absolutely nothing in life that's worth having that does not require effort to both achieve and then maintain. Things in life either grow or they die. It's a law of nature. Relationships are no different. They have to grow or they also die. They need to be nurtured, paid attention to, cared for, tended to. So as I explain in couple therapy, if you want to fall back in love and stay in love, it's important to make acts of love part of your daily routine. The more you do, the better. And the more in love you experience and feel, the more your lover is likely to reciprocate. Especially if you meet their exact needs. Because everyone's needs are different, which may sound obvious, but many of us give our partner something we want. Many people say, well, I cook all their dinners and I pick up their laundry, and I do this and I do that for them, and they should appreciate me. And yet, because they don't actually need that, I mean, they like it. This is what comes up a lot in actual marriage counselling. I have men that say, well, I like it when my wife does all of those things, but I'd much rather her be less stressed and give me the attention, give me interesting conversation, give me intimacy, than be stressed out doing a massive dinner and doing all the household things. I'd much rather spend quality time with them and have them as mine. On the flip side, I have, you know, women who say, I'm giving my partner affection. I'm cuddling him, I'm kissing him. This is what I want, and I'm just getting nothing back. And that's because more than likely, your husband doesn't really want that. So it's really important to know what are your needs and what are their needs so that you can work out really how to make each other happy, how to create that love. And then from that love, you'll be motivated. If you wait for love to be motivated, and I know I've just said this point, then you can be stuck in this rut where nothing changes in your marriage. And so to get yourself out of this rut, if that's where you are right now, I really recommend that you focus on what are you desiring? What are you desiring right now in your relationship? Is it more excitement, more variety, more affection, attention, appreciation, fun? All of this is totally possible to create. So if you're stuck for ideas, or if you feel at the moment that you're stuck in a rut, then visit my website, www.savemymarriageprogram.com, and you'll be able to, on the website, book a free 30-minute Save My Marriage consultation with me, and we can discuss ideas on how to create what you're desiring most in your relationship. I don't believe in the traditional marriage counselling where you talk about things in the past and, you know, that's how you move forward, because no one moves forward by talking. It's about actions. So together we can brainstorm some actions that are really going to help you transform your marriage. And of course, I do this as well in my group online programs. So going back to what to do if your partner or you say that they're not in love with you. If your partner says that they're not in love with you, or if you're scared that you've fallen out of love or are falling out of love with your partner, act. Act now. Don't wait for your spouse to go first. This is a huge mistake I see time and time again, where a couple's love has depleted over years and years and years. They've gone from being annoyed with each other to having the silent treatment to each other to living completely separate lives. And it's because they're both waiting for the other person to actually take that action. And you may think, well, I don't think my wife is going to do anything about it. If that is the case, then consider joining my online program Alone. It's affordable. It's private. You can do it from any time, from the comfort of your own home. And it will help you learn how to increase the love, passion and happiness in your marriage. And you'll also be able to really look at taking and moving things forward. And you can do this on your own. And again, you just need to visit my website, savemymarriageprogram.com, and you'll be able to see the different solutions that I have and the different offerings that I have there. Over 40% actually join the Save My Group Program Marriage Alone. And I mentioned 50%. I have also 50% of my one-to-one coaching start on their own at the beginning, and then when their spouse sees them change, they join. So if you're really, really wanting change and thinking my spouse won't get on board, then this can be a really, really good option. And I encourage you now to start today. Why don't you start today? Why don't you just start listing out what desires you have, what desires you think your partner has, and just start taking action? What have you got to lose? Well, I hope this was useful for you today. If it is, I would love it if you could leave a rating or review, however you're listening to this. That just helps the show stay visible so more people can get marriage support and live happier lives, which is one of my missions. Have a great week ahead, and looking forward to connecting with you again in the next episode.
Thank you for listening to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer. To book your free Save My Marriage consultation, please visit www.savemymarriageprogram.com/consult. And if you've enjoyed this episode, Nicola would really appreciate it if you could leave a rating and review on whatever app you're listening through, so the show stays visible, allowing more people to get the support they need to increase their love, passion, and happiness.